As today we celebrate the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, known by its Latin title, Corpus Christi, we start with a more fundamental question that precedes it being his body and blood. That is, why did Jesus choose bread and wine? I mean, after all, he could have made himself present in anything. An animal, a building, another person. All of that's possible. But why did he choose bread and wine? I think we could see the reasons in two different groups. There are those reasons that are historic or prophetic, and then those reasons that are intrinsic to what bread and wine are. Conveniently, our first reading helps us to understand the first set of reasons, and our second reading helps us to understand the second set of readings. So first, you could say that Jesus chose bread and wine to fulfill everything that had happened before him. How many times in the Old Testament do bread and wine come into the picture? As a sign of God caring for his people? As a sign of people uniting themselves to God? The very first gifts ever offered by a priest was when Melchizedek came to Abraham and offered him bread and wine. And that fundamental event of the Old Testament, that freeing of the Israelites from slavery, is centered around the Passover meal, including the unleavened bread and the cup of blessing, wine, at the end of the meal. And as they wandered in the desert after being freed from slavery, God fed them with manna, affectionately called bread from heaven. And of course, those historic and prophetic reasons don't stop with the Old Testament. As if to continue to prepare our hearts for the Eucharist, Jesus himself turns water into an abundance of wine. And then he turns five loaves into baskets and baskets of bread. By the time we arrive at the Last Supper, one could almost say, Lord, bread and wine have been your gift to us. Bread and wine have been our gift to you. How appropriate then that if he would choose to remain with us, that he would choose to use those gifts. But to say that God chose bread and wine as a fulfillment of all the symbols and all the prophecies of 2,000 years is true, but it's a little bit unsatisfying to me. That's like asking, so where did your last name Shavi came from? Well, it comes from my dad. Okay, but is there more to it than that? If you say that the reason that you eat chicken and dumplings on Christmas Eve is because your grandma did and because her grandma did, well, that's part of the reason. But if it all started because her grandparents arrived from a foreign country and that was the first meal that someone gave them, now we understand a little more about where it came from. The intrinsic reason. I mean, yes, Jesus chose bread and wine because bread and wine were part of our history. But why did God make that part of our history in the first place? Well, St. Augustine suggests that it has something to do with how bread and wine are made. He points out that a loaf of bread is not made from one grain, but from many, which expresses our unity our communion. And those grains are pounded and crushed, which is our purification. And he says that you can't make bread unless you add some water to it. And that is our baptism. And St. Augustine says a similar thing about wine. He says, you don't make wine by taking one grape. You take lots and lots of grapes, and you put them through the wine press. That's why we call it the sacrament of unity, the sacrament of communion. It's true that Jesus could have chosen to be present in all kinds of things, but he chose bread and he chose wine, partly to fulfill what had been foretold for 2,000 years, and partly because the making of bread and the making of wine tell a story of who we are and who we will become when we receive the body and blood of Christ.